Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening across the, well, from the broadcasting stations in the greater Spokane and Kootenai County, North Idaho areas on KTW 630 AM. And a KTW 96.5 FM. Welcome, everybody. And for those of you outside the range of our broadcasting towers, you're probably listening on live streaming. So welcome to those of you, especially those of you way beyond the reach of our signal, listening to the live stream this morning. Welcome to all of you. God bless. It's been a pretty wild week. Again, we had there were several things I want to talk about this morning. We had the War on America presentation given by Alex Newman yesterday. And simultaneous to getting ready for that and attending that, we were also monitoring AMRON operations, which had been activated again, this time for Hurricane Michael. So again, more great testimonies, more examples of patriots that are just tirelessly working to make sure that others in times of need have a lifeline, a flow of information. I just really feel like this is going to be used in a very significant way at some point in the future. So I'm very thankful for this nationwide network of hundreds or thousands, actually, of emergency communications operators who are training and preparing for emergencies, and who knows what other emergencies we still have in the future. We don't know, but they're training and they're there regularly, proving themselves, and just it's an honor to be counted among them as patriots. So I'm going to talk about several things. I'm probably going to, whatever I don't get to, I'm going to talk about tomorrow night, because there's some things that are just that I'm really excited about. Last week, I was talking about President Trump, or actually, I was responding to a listener letter who said, "I don't know why you think Trump is so great, because you know we're still doing wars overseas that are wasting money and so on and so forth." Mostly, I like Trump because he's not Hillary, but more than that, actually, before he really truly won me over, I was very skeptical, but he's since won me over, and of course, I want to always urge people: caution, do not place your hope in any one man, but understand that God does use men for His purposes and His will, and I'm very grateful that He had enough grace to allow, against all the odds, I really believe God's hand was in Hillary's defeat. And I believe that Trump is being used either one of two different ways, either a Cyrus, like what we saw with the return of God's people to Israel, where he used somebody from the outside, not of his people, to carry out God's will for the benefit of his people. President Trump himself has gone through a transformation spiritually, which I believe is very highly likely. Some things that are definitely going on in him. If he had not actually become a Christian himself, one of those two things are two distinct possibilities. But in either case, I believe God is using him in America, and I believe we've been given borrowed time that we are to make use of. And I'm going to be talking about how we make use of that borrowed time. Not just here this morning, but also on our Sunday evening podcasts at RadioFreeRedoubt.com, because there is a lot going on. We are engaged in spiritual warfare. There's absolutely no question about it. Now, let me back out of that And let me grab the hurricane topic and come back in. And we're going to go back through them. I'm going to bring this back around full circle and talk about all of these things. But we had just stood down from our second hurricane in 3 weeks. First Hurricane Florence, now Hurricane Michael, just this week. We had activated the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, the nationwide network of emergency communications operators who took to the airwaves to begin handling traffic, welfare traffic, and taking status reports and maintaining contact with others that may be in the impacted areas. This was an extremely powerful storm. Like Hurricane Florence, this was like a bulldozer. It came in slow, just grinding, and just dumped lots of rain, hung around for a long time, took a long time to get off, you know, remove its footprint from the area. Well, Hurricane Michael came in fast. It came in like a sledgehammer. It just struck mostly, you know, damaging, destructive winds. I'm looking at before and after pictures of Hurricane Michael in Panama City and Mexico Beach, Florida, where this hurricane made landfall. And I was looking at some of the before and after pictures. It looks like a nuclear bomb went off there. So there's massive reports. There's massive damage. There is a massive relief effort where many, many resources are being brought to bear to that area. So we're thankful for that. But apparently in Mexico Beach, a report that I heard just this morning from an Ameron operator who's getting reports from that area, there's about 350 people in that community, and only 30 people had been accounted for by this morning. That's not a very good sign. So remember to lift those people up in your prayers. There's a lot of hurting people that their lives have been changed forever, catastrophically. And it's easy to forget about them while we're going on about our lives. So that kind of ties in with another thing that I want to have you put on your prayer list, and that's the persecuted Christians. Right now, as we are going on about our lives while somebody else is hurting, it's so easy to forget about them. And I've been really remiss in not bringing this up and reminding you guys of the persecuted Christians around the world that's taking place right now. As everything's fine, there's no storm here in our town, so it's easy to just go to the store and go to Costco and go to the movies and go to McDonald's, and it's basically situation normal for us. But there is somebody else right now at this very moment as you're listening to this. They have no idea what their future holds for them, for those in those impacted areas who do have a future. And I just want to remind you guys to pray for our fellow countrymen hurting in that storm. Then I also want to remind you to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are going through a different kind of storm, persecution around the world. I'll be talking more about that. You know, we've been a longtime supporter of persecuted Christians, the underground church, and the voice of the martyrs, and so on. So I want to just keep that at the forefront. Right now, I believe it's very possible that our time could be coming, right? But that's a different type of storm. So let's talk about Hurricane Michael. We've seen two extremely powerful, record-breaking storms in their own categories. But let's go to Wikipedia. They've already got something up here written up on Hurricane Michael. They're beginning to gather the facts that they know about the storm. Hurricane Michael was the strongest tropical cyclone to strike the United States since Andrew in 1992. You guys remember that? I do. I remember it very well. And it's the strongest on record in the Florida Panhandle. It was the third most intense hurricane to make landfall on the United States in terms of pressure, behind the 1935 Labor Day hurricane and Hurricane Camille of 1969. As well as the fourth strongest landfalling hurricane in the contiguous United States in terms of wind speed. The 13th named storm, 7th hurricane, and 2nd major hurricane of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, which we're in right now, Michael originated from a broad low-pressure area in the Western Caribbean Sea, and the disturbance became a tropical depression by October 7th, After nearly a week of slow development, by the next day, Michael had intensified to a hurricane near the western tip of Cuba, which it just pummeled them as well, and moved northward. It strengthened and eventually landed as a Category 4 hurricane. And there's, like I said, it looks like a nuclear bomb went off in areas around Panama City and Mexico Beach in Florida. So the AMRON network had activated. Since then, we've learned that there's at least 26 deaths attributed to Hurricane Michael. That doesn't sound like very many. I mean, we kill that many in an hour in our abortion clinics, right? But still, the financial and the not to mention the injuries, all of that stuff going on. We really want to stress being self-reliant patriots so that you have provisions for yourself so that you can be part of the rebuilding and recovery effort in your community when a disaster strikes. One day, you know, our entire nation could face catastrophic type of circumstances due to any number of different things. And we want you to be a part of the rebuilding. And you can't do that if you're not a self-reliant, prepared patriot, right? So we had multiple AMRON operators. My hat goes off to them. I salute them. But we did not handle as much traffic this time, or rescue traffic or anything like that, as we did in Hurricane Florence. Of course, that was so widespread with flooding and people stranded and needing rescuing. We did handle a couple welfare checks, some welfare traffic, some concerned family members and friends who had loved ones in Mexico Beach, Florida, and Panama City. Both of those parties have been accounted for, confirmed. So we were handling a welfare traffic as well, checking on loved ones, someone you know to be in the impacted area that you've lost contact with. So we make diligent efforts to try to track those folks down so we can do a welfare check. Both of those cases are closed now. Both of the parties have been accounted for, and they're safe and sound. Thank God. So a lot of really good stuff going on there. Now, let me talk about this, about the war on America, just real quickly, and then we'll take a quick break here. Yesterday, I guess I'll lead in this way. Yesterday, we attended two briefings, actually. One was a luncheon by invitation only for leadership, community leaders, pastors, officials, so on and so forth. That was an extremely valuable, I guess, an intelligence brief on the progress that the left is making and the indicators of hostility and violence and even organized insurgency, really, if you will, that's being planned. Now, this is verified intelligence. Most of the documents are source documentation, including the words themselves of those on the left, and revealing their sentiments about how far they're willing to be and how far they feel they need to take things to counter not just President Trump. This is spiritual warfare. This is a demonically influenced violence and hatred attitude toward specifically Christians. So this was a great intelligence brief. And then last night at Center Place, Alex Newman put on a full hour and a half presentation on what's happening, the war on America, the roots of it, and then, of course, where we are today. It was very important. So we talked about Agenda 21, and of course, which is now Agenda 2030, how that's eroding our property rights. Common Core, how that's destroying our youth's education. It's not destroying our youth's education. It's destroying our youth. Their souls are at stake. The unconstitutional interpretations by the Supreme Court, unrelenting controls of the deep state, just a lot more. In fact, there was so much he didn't have time to get to everything. There was so much information. But Alex Newman is he's an international journalist. He's just got back from overseas. working with a lot of patriot-minded, nationalistic, that's a good thing, patriots of various different countries, from Poland to Yugoslavia to Hungary, where they're resisting this Islamic invasion in their countries. Lessons learned that they're learning from us, and we're learning from them. And this is very encouraging. Well, I picked up some information, and I want to share it with you guys, talk a little bit about that when we come back, and give you some resources where you can go. Right now, this is the education process. Remember when I said we're on borrowed time, so make good use of it? How do you make good use of borrowed time? What does that even mean? That means you need to educate yourselves and others. You cannot resist a lie if you don't know the truth. You can't tell a counterfeit, which they're trying to sell to us daily, if you don't know what the genuine article looks like. And the genuine article is our true history and our heritage, the Word of God, the Constitution, and where we come from and who we are, and specifically who the adversary is and what their goals are, what their aims are, what their tactics are, so that you can recognize them when they see them, right? So if you don't understand what an ambush looks like, you're more likely to walk into one. So it's the same thing here. We need to understand these things. And so I'm going to give you some resources, talk a little bit more about this when we get back from the break. And if we got time, I'm going to talk about another list from this president who's just not yet tired of winning. President Trump, and a list of 232 words, and I'll pull it up during the break. But a long list of President Trump's accomplishments in our favor. It's a good thing. I'd like to take this time to thank our sponsor for this segment, Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, Werks.com, for your custom holster needs, including the Liberty State seal and Liberty State flag options. So get a hold of them at Werks.com to find out more about having your custom holster made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. This is Radio Free Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Stay right there. We'll be back with segment two in a moment.
Why are we going to divide the state into the State of Liberty? We are dividing the state to bring back our power of local representation that has been completely lost in Olympia for the past couple decades. We've all seen it every time our votes are tallied. On TV, we watch as all our votes show up in red as a majority all across eastern Washington. We watch as all the votes show up in red all the way to the southwestern counties, proceeding in red until they get to the far northwest corner of the state. Then the votes suddenly turn blue, completely wiping out the entirety of the rest of rural Washington's vote. We cannot continue to go unrepresented year after year as every vote eastern Washington makes in unison is cast aside. We are currently united in our voting patterns, and when all those votes show up in red, it is proof that we are united. Our voting history in eastern Washington proves we are united and that we want the same things. By dividing into the State of Liberty, we will be removing that small section in the state that shows up in blue to obliterate our united red vote in eastern Washington. By removing the small blue section, we will be returning our power of representation. Just imagine actually getting what we all voted for a change. That is the guarantee with Liberty State. So join the unified effort to support the restoration of our traditions, values, and the rule of law. Support Liberty State by making a financial contribution to this effort through our website or by volunteering. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is segment two, and segment two is brought to you by our friends and patriots at Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com. 6-7 fully furnished suites in St. Mary's, Idaho, right there on the St. Joe River. Beautiful fall colors. This is the time of year. Be a great time to just have a little getaway and support a patriot-owned business at the same time. Riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, now, last night and yesterday, it was conference day. Very important meetings and presentations, information put on by Alex Newman, the international correspondent. He's an educator. He's an author. He does a lot of stuff. He's also a writer, media personality for Freedom Project. He's also the foreign correspondent for The New American magazine, which I'm a huge fan of. And this organization has... I grew up around it. I didn't really know that much about it until I became an adult. And then I've off and on for years have supported the New American and the organization, the John Birch Society. They have a long track record, an uncorruptible track record of being a watchdog for liberty and really warning us of the threats of those who have calculated the destruction of the United States. It's documented and proven. All the articles in the New American must be signed off by three of the four editors to verify for accuracy and their documentation. So the documentation is very powerful. There's a lot of things that we're trying to do to educate others, educate ourselves, and sometimes we find ourselves not really being able to provide an answer when we are trying to educate folks, when they ask questions, what about this, what about that? So there's a great resource that I was reminded of last night, and that is thenewamerican.com. That's the magazine. Everything there is archived and searchable, so if you need to look up a person or we find out some individual... Like the individual running Lisa Brown, for example, and the communist ties. Well, you want to look somebody up. You look, there's going to be some article or some reference to somebody in the public light who is on the left end of the political spectrum, and you want to look that person up, or a business, or global warming, or climate change, different topics. Islam in America, and you'll just run into as much research as you could ever even want to dive into. But one of those great resources, and I'm going to be talking about, I'm not just talking about New American and the John Birch Society. There's several resources. I'm going to be talking about those. I might just run down that list tomorrow night on the podcast. I think that would be a good time to do that. But for right now, I just want to point you to the NewAmerican.com. And the reason why is because right now, when we're facing this orchestrated communist revolutionary right on the edge of an insurgency in our very own country, what was just years ago would be laughed off as conspiracy theory. Now, those that we have been warning about are not only admitting it, they're boasting of where they stand on the issues, on the anti-American issues. But see, we need to educate ourselves and others. And there's two articles, there's two editions of the New American magazine that I want to encourage you to get your hands on. One is January 8th issue of New American. And the title of that issue is Deep State, Pulling the Strings from Behind the Scenes. And then the other one in August, this came out August 20th, New American. It's the name of that edition is Deep State in Action. Not inaction, but Deep State in Action. Very powerful, in-depth, comprehensive reporting, and I'm kind of reluctant to use the word comprehensive because as in-depth as this is, it is just really scratching the surface, but it's going to get you educated on a much deeper level than pretty much anybody you know, and then you'll have the resources to go deeper into some of this research. So I want to point you to that as well. So at the event, I picked up a couple of things. I want to share some of the stuff with you guys over the next couple of weeks here on the podcast on Sunday evenings, as well as the Saturday morning shows. But this is a publication that it just cost me a few dollars. Very educational. Lets us know what's going on in our communities when we see this Antifa and we want to find out who they are, who's behind them, who motivates them, what makes them tick, who's pulling their strings. So here's one, Domestic Terror, Antifa Unmasked. Great publication. I've been going through it. I want to share some of that stuff with you at some point in the very near future, because these things are happening right under our own noses. Now, most American high schools now have student clubs for democratic socialists now. Some of them outright socialists, as well as homosexual clubs and things of the sort in our schools. Well, Antifa, many of these Antifa organizations are spreading information and recruiting through a lot of these clubs in the schools that very likely and possibly your own children are attending, if they're attending, especially if they're attending government schools. And another thing that I picked up, I'm really excited about this because climate change is what they are using to completely brainwash this culture and our children. Now, most of us as adults, we don't buy it. We look at it, it's garbage. All the polls that I've seen clearly show most American adults don't buy into the climate change hoax. They're just, it's so ludicrous. It's so, such a violation of rational thinking. Most people just don't buy off on it. The lemmings do, of course. And of course, who gets the loudest voices? The lemmings who have bought into the climate change hoax. And of course, the reason why they're allowed to do that is because they have the platform of the mainstream media, which are actually people that are on board with this global government and the takedown of America. So this video that I got is Evolution's Achilles Heel. 15 PhD scientists explain evolution's fatal flaws in areas claimed to be its greatest strength. I'm going to watch that tonight. I'm going to talk about that over the next couple of weeks. So lots of great information for us to educate ourselves. Folks, I'm out of time. You have a blessed weekend. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Listen to RFR tab to figure out how to listen. All right. God bless. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too.